All right, buckle up for this one, because today we're diving into a real estate deal gone totally sideways.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, we're talking about a case back in the 1970s in Connecticut. A husband sold off land
Okay.
that he didn't actually fully own.
Yeah.
And get this, the buyer had no idea.
No
No
idea.
clue, no title search, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can imagine this ended up in court. And we're going to unpack all the legal twists and turns, especially this concept of specific performance. That's where the court can actually force someone to stick to a deal.
It's fascinating how something that seems like a simple transaction can turn into like this legal maze.
Totally. Okay, so
Yeah.
let's set the scene.
All right.
We've got this couple, Mary and Walter Stefanovich. They owned a farm together, but they owned it as tenants in common, which
Ready?
basically means they each had a separate, undivided share of the property.
Okay.
But here's where it gets juicy. Walter went ahead and signed a lease with an option to buy the whole farm
Uh-oh.
with our plaintiff, Anthony Botticello. And he did all this without Mary knowing a thing.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope. And to make things even wilder, neither Botticello nor his lawyer bothered to do a title search.
So they had no idea about Mary's ownership.
Zilch. None.
That's a pretty big oversight. You'd think, especially with Botticello being a businessman, he would have done that.
You would think.
Yeah.
So when he decided he wanted to buy the whole farm using that option he had,
Yeah.
well, things hit a wall.
Predictably. So, what did Botticello do? What were his options?
Well, he tried to argue that Walter was acting as Mary's agent.
As her agent.
Yeah, basically saying Walter had the authority to represent her in the deal.
I see.
But the court shut that argument down pretty quickly.
Why? What was the problem?
To prove agency, you need a few key things. Legally speaking, there's manifestation, acceptance, and control.
Okay, break that down for us. What do those even mean?
Well, manifestation means that Mary had to have somehow shown or said that Walter could act for her.
Okay, so like giving him permission.
Exactly. Then acceptance means Walter agreed to do that, to act on her behalf.
Got it.
And control means Mary had the right to tell Walter what to do with the property.
So, did the court find any of that?
Nope. No evidence of any of it.
Wow.
In fact, the court pointed out that Mary had always signed every single legal document related to that farm.
So she was very much involved.
Always.
Okay, so no agency there.
Right. So the court basically said Walter was on his own with this one.
He went rogue.
Totally. But hold on, there's a twist. Remember that lease agreement?
Yeah.
Well, Mary actually received rent payments from Botticello because of it.
Oh, interesting. So she did benefit in a way.
She did. So that brings up this whole other legal concept,
Yeah.
ratification.
Ratification.
Yeah, it basically means you accept the results of something, but you do it knowingly and intentionally. You're essentially saying, I'm okay with this, even though I wasn't initially involved.
Interesting. So did accepting those rent payments mean that Mary had ratified the agreement?
Well, that's what the court had to figure out.
Right.
Did her actions mean she was on board?
What did they decide?
They said no. The court didn't think those actions alone proved that Mary was intentionally accepting the whole deal. Just taking the rent wasn't enough.
I see. So it wasn't enough to say she'd ratify the agreement just because she got those payments.
Right. So we've established that Mary wasn't bound by the agreement, no agency, and no ratification.
Right.
But what about Walter? He's the one who signed on the dotted line.
Ah, yes. He's the one who made the promise.
Exactly. And this is where it gets interesting. The court said, even though Mary's off the hook, Walter is liable.
He is.
Big time.
Why? Because he signed the contract.
Well, yeah, but specifically because he agreed to sell the whole property.
But he only owned half.
Exactly. Talk about overselling.
Wow. So at this point, it seems like the buyer, Botticello, has a case against Walter, but not against Mary.
You got it. But guess what? There's another layer to this whole thing.
Another one? What
The
now?
contract itself was a bit, well, iffy.
Iffy. How so?
It had some vague details, particularly about the mortgage terms.
Really? Like what?
Things like the start date for the mortgage and how much those quarterly payments would be.
You're kidding. They were trying to do a huge real estate deal, but didn't even have clear payment terms.
Apparently. And that brings us to the statute of frauds.
Okay, what's that?
It's this legal concept that says real estate deals have to be in writing.
That makes sense.
You can't just have a handshake agreement when it comes to land ownership.
Right. It's too important for that.
Exactly. It needs to be clear who's doing what.
So everything needs to be spelled out.
All the essential details.
Yeah.
You know, the property, the people involved, and all the important terms and conditions.
So did this contract meet those requirements?
Well, that's the big question. The court actually decided that those vague payment terms didn't really matter.
They didn't. Why not?
Because the contract said Botticello could pay off the whole amount right away.
Oh, so he could just skip those unclear mortgage terms entirely.
Exactly. Pretty clever loophole.
Mm. Yeah, I guess so. But did the court let Walter off the hook because of that?
Not completely. They also took into account that Botticello had put a lot of work and money into improving the property.
With the defendant's consent.
That's right. The court basically felt it would be unfair to say too bad to Botticello after he'd invested so much based on that agreement.
Hmm, even though the agreement had problems.
Right. So after all that legal back and forth, what was the final decision?
Well, the court said Mary wasn't bound by the agreement at all, but Walter, he was liable.
He was on the hook for breach of contract.
Wow. But what did that mean for Botticello? What did he get?
Well, that's where things get a little tricky. The court left it to the trial court to decide what Botticello should get, either specific performance, meaning Walter would have to fulfill the contract as best he could, or just monetary damages.
Ah, so they left it open for the trial court to decide what was the fairest solution.
Exactly.
This case is wild. It's amazing how something that starts as a simple real estate deal can become this huge legal battle.
It really shows you how important it is to do things right, to be careful, and to understand what you're getting into. Even someone like Botticello, a businessman, can make mistakes.
Absolutely. This case is a big reminder to anyone dabbling in real estate. You got to do your homework, clear contracts, understanding those legal concepts like agency and ratification. Those are crucial.
Totally agree. And we're not done yet. We've still got to talk about what those possible remedies for Botticello mean and what this whole case means for anyone buying or selling property.
So much to unpack.
We're just getting started.
This case just goes to show you, you really can't make assumptions when it comes to real estate.
Nope.
Things can get complicated fast.
It's like the court was trying to find a balance, you know? Trying to follow the law, but also be fair to everyone.
Right. They saw that Walter made a big mistake trying to sell something that wasn't completely his.
Mm.
But they also saw that Botticello had been acting in good faith.
Yeah, he thought he was doing everything right.
And he'd put time and money into that property.
Exactly. This whole thing really makes you realize how important it is to have a good lawyer when you're dealing with real estate.
Oh, absolutely. A lawyer who knows the ins and outs of real estate law can help you avoid these messy situations.
For sure. They can guide you through the process.
Make sure your contracts are solid.
And clear up anything that's confusing or vague.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, it seems like if they'd just done a simple title search.
Oh, yeah.
They could have avoided all this drama.
A title search would have shown Mary's ownership right from the start.
Exactly. Then everyone could have been upfront about the whole thing.
Botticello could have adjusted his offer.
They could have gotten Mary involved in the discussions.
Who knows? They might have been able to make a deal that worked for everyone.
It just goes to show you have to know who you're dealing with in a real estate deal.
And understand their rights.
You can't just assume the person has the power to sell.
Right. It's like putting together a puzzle. You need all the pieces to get the full picture.
And to avoid any surprises.
Sometimes there are pieces missing or they don't quite fit.
And that's when you need a legal expert to help you solve it.
Someone who can see how all the legal stuff, the contract details, and what everyone did all connect.
Right. The goal is to find a solution that works legally and is fair to everyone involved.
Exactly.
You know, even for folks who aren't into real estate, there's a bigger lesson here about contracts.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what you're doing.
Contracts are important.
Whether it's renting an apartment, starting a business with someone.
Even making an agreement with a friend.
Having a clear contract prevents misunderstandings and arguments later on.
It's all about protecting yourself.
Making sure everyone is on the same page from the beginning.
And if there's a disagreement, a good contract can help you resolve it fairly.
So it's not just about legal stuff.
It's about trust and being clear in your relationships.
So, as we keep looking at this real estate case, what are some key things our listeners can take away?
I'd say the biggest things are, don't assume anything in real estate. Always do your research and get good legal advice to protect yourself.
And of course, you've got to have clear communication and well-written contracts.
Don't try to cut corners or rely on handshakes when it comes to owning property.
This case shows us even the simplest deals can turn into nightmares.
It's a warning for everyone.
It also makes you think about the human side of things. Put yourself in Mary's shoes.
Imagine being pulled into a legal fight over something you never agreed to.
It would be totally shocking.
Right. It shows how important it is to be open and honest.
Not just in legal agreements, but in your relationships too.
Especially when you're sharing something valuable.
Like a property. I can only imagine how stressful this whole thing must have been for Mary and Walter.
It shows how legal issues can have effects that go way beyond the courtroom.
Affecting relationships, finances, even the community.
What seems like a small legal problem can really impact people's lives.
So for our listeners who might be in a similar situation or just want to know more about real estate, what advice would you give?
First, don't panic. Knowledge is power. Learn about your rights, whether you're buying, selling, or sharing ownership.
There are so many resources out there. Books, websites, legal clinics.
It can help you understand the basics.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
If something feels off, if you're confused about something in a contract.
Or you just want a second opinion.
Speak up. A good lawyer can explain things clearly and make sure you understand everything before you sign.
Think of it as an investment in your peace of mind.
And I can't emphasize this enough. Always. Always do a title search.
Always.
It's a small price to pay to avoid big problems later. It can uncover hidden ownership claims or other things that could affect your rights to the property.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. We've seen how a real estate deal can go from simple to super complicated.
It highlights the importance of doing your research, having clear contracts, and understanding those key legal concepts.
Like agency and ratification.
It's fascinating how those legal concepts can have such real-world consequences. They're not just abstract ideas. They really impact how we deal with each other.
Exactly. And it leaves us with a question for our listeners.
Yeah.
If you were Botticello, the buyer in this case, would you have done anything differently?
Would you have been more careful? Done a title search? Asked different questions?
Or imagine you were Mary. How would you have protected yourself? What would you have done to make sure your rights were respected?
It's something to think about. This case shows us how important it is to be prepared and know what you're doing in real estate.
By understanding your rights, doing your research, and getting expert advice when you need it.
You can avoid those costly mistakes and feel more confident when dealing with real estate.
This whole case really drives home the point that you have to be proactive and informed when it comes to real estate. You just can't coast and hope for the best.
Absolutely. It all boils down to due diligence, making sure those contracts are rock solid, and having a good grasp on those legal concepts.
Like agency and ratification. You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about the legal ins and outs of this whole mess. But it makes you think about Mary's side of things.
Yeah.
I mean, she was blindsided by this whole legal battle. Couldn't have been easy.
It really highlights how important communication is.
Being open and honest.
Not just in legal things, but in personal relationships, too.
Especially when you're talking about shared property.
Right. Think about what that did to Mary and Walter's relationship. Must have been rough.
It really shows how these legal issues can have ripple effects. They go way beyond the courtroom.
Absolutely. They affect relationships, finances, even the community.
It's like this legal problem spills over into every part of their lives.
Exactly. So let's switch gears a bit. What about Botticello? What kind of remedies did he have?
Yeah, the court left it to the trial court to decide. Remember, either specific performance, forcing Walter to do what he could to fulfill the contract,
right,
or monetary damages. What do you think the trial court would have focused on?
Well, with specific performance, the main idea is that money wouldn't be enough to make things right. But in this case, Walter couldn't give Botticello the whole property.
Because he only owned half.
Right. So even if Walter sold his half, Botticello wouldn't get what he was promised.
So it wasn't a perfect solution.
Exactly. So the trial court would have had to consider a few things.
Like what?
Like how much those improvements Botticello made were worth.
Okay, so how much he'd invested in the property.
And whether specific performance would be too hard on Walter.
Interesting.
And whether just giving Botticello money would be enough to make up for his losses.
So it was all about trying to find that sweet spot.
A solution that was fair to everyone involved.
Legally sound and fair.
This case really shows how courts have to find solutions that work in the real world, even when things are messy and don't fit perfectly into those legal boxes.
We've learned so much in this deep dive. It's amazing how a simple real estate deal can become this huge legal tangle. It's a good reminder about doing your homework, having clear contracts, and understanding those key legal concepts.
Couldn't agree more. It also shows why it's so important to have a good lawyer by your side. Someone who really knows real estate law can make a huge difference.
And remember, folks, knowledge is power. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Do your research and make smart decisions when it comes to legal stuff, especially with something as important as real estate.
Be proactive, be prepared, and be informed. It'll save you headaches down the road.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into a real estate deal gone wrong. We hope you found it informative and maybe even a little bit entertaining. Until next time, stay curious and always remember, do your research before you sign on that dotted line.